This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins.
Ooh.
The other night, 16-year-old Isaiah Robinson went to basketball practice. He plays shooting guard. Today, he went to school, just as usual. He's a junior at Cambridge Rindge and Latin School. Going to class and playing ball are a welcome routine in a life that's just been turned upside down. Isaiah, his parents, and five brothers and sisters lost their home in Cambridge in the 10-alarm fire on Saturday. They are now living in a hotel. Isaiah Robinson, with all that's going on, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
The fire is thought to have begun in a triple-decker home. How close was that to your home?
Oh, like not even a block, half a block.
Were you home when the fire broke out?
Yes, I was.
What do you remember?
I was just about to go to sleep. I was in my bed, and...
This was the afternoon, though, right?
Yeah.
You're taking a nap.
Yep. I was just got finished coding because I have an AP computer science class I'm heading into, so I was doing pre-work, and I heard a big knock on the door. It was like a little small neighbor, 6 years old or something. He just screams, fire, 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 and I couldn't tell if it was real until I heard like an explosion, which was the first car that exploded, and then I ran upstairs. I told my mom, I knocked on the door where my dad was. He said, get the baby, so I got the baby.
Who was the baby?
Julia, she's 3 years old.
Your sister?
Yep, my youngest sister. I grabbed a jacket because I realized she has nothing on except for her diaper. And then I run outside with her. And then as soon as I get across the street, the second car blows up. And it's just a loud, loud sound. You can just see the flames on the side of the house. And this is like when it first started, so it's just huge. And then I put my sister down next to my other sister who was running with me. I said, I'll be right back. And then they're screaming my name, like, where are you going? Where are you going? I said, I'll be right back because, you know, both my parents are still in the house. And I realized my neighbors are still in there, too. So
how many people in the house?
There is 10 families on the bottom, 7 on the top. I probably alerted, like, at least 5 doors that I didn't know. I just grabbed some more kids, babies. I brought outside. I actually went in twice.
You went in twice?
Yeah.
How many kids did you grab?
3.
And then what happened?
So I'm grabbing the neighbors from upstairs, and I bring them outside. I'm waiting and waiting because my dad's not out yet. And I'm like, I'm panicking a little bit because my mom is screaming also because she's outside by that time. And she was yelling at me, why'd you go back in? Why'd you go back in? You know, she's doing her mom job. And I want to go back in to go get my dad now. And she's like, no, you're not going. You're not going. So I wouldn't go. And he comes out running. And then he wants to go back in, but my mom doesn't let him because we see, like, in the back of the house, like, it's just explosions and it's just a big fire. And, you know, you can tell the roof is about to fall. And I was telling them no, too. I was like, it's kind of, like, too late by now. But we knew everybody was out. We just know. I just had a feeling that everybody was out. I feel like we did our job and we did the most we could.
And everybody was safe.
Yeah.
Nobody was hurt?
Nobody was hurt except for one cat that we did not find.
At that point, did you get away as much as you could or watch or what?
At that point, I had my phone, which was in my pocket the whole time. And my friend called me, Jalen. He was like, I heard about the fire at your house. You good? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'm coming to bring you a jacket and you can stay in my car. Because all I had was shorts, a T-shirt, and just socks. And my socks were ripped from running back and forth and my feet were bleeding. So he came by, you know, I sat in his car until Red Cross came. And then my family went to Red Cross, and then we stayed in the field house at our school.
In the field house?
Yeah, at Cambridge Rindge and Latin.
So there were cots set up?
Mm-hmm. And they gave us clothes, like a little, like, sweater thing, and some food and some water.
You slept there that night?
Actually, no. We went to a hotel later that night, the Resident Inn in Kendall.
And you've been staying, I know, some of those nights with your friends.
Yeah, I stayed with my friend. I feel like that was the best because he was comforting me the whole time. And I just felt safe around him right now.
What was he saying? And,
like, offer me, like, everything I needed, like, food, clothes, Band-Aids for my feet, a shower. Yeah.
You didn't lose your phone, no. Which I know is important. It's a good thing you were taking a nap with your phone.
Right.
What do you miss most of what you lost?
My shoes. I spent about at least $2,000 on the shoes I had.
$2,000?
Yeah, I had about 17 pairs of shoes. I have a little addiction on shoes, especially Jordans. Yeah, I worked all summer for those shoes, and I lost them.
What else?
Also, my beats, they're part of, like, my personality.
Your headphones?
Yeah, my headphones, yeah. Cause I wear them, like, every day. I play basketball in them. I just love listening to music. Like, it's a good vibe. It gives me a good vibe. And, like, it just changed my mood. And then, like, those are my everything.
What have you gotten? What have you gotten? Because already you're benefiting from generosity.
Right. I had a friend that reached out to a charity that Nike was doing, and they gave me a bunch of clothes.
You're wearing the Nike swoosh right now.
Yep.
Your jacket.
Got that on. Got a little sweater. They gave me a lot of clothes, a lot of gear for basketball. They're also sending me shoes, which is good because I need some of those. And I don't have my headphones. I got no headphones, so I probably got to save up for those or something.
What's the best thing that's getting you through now? I mean, these are probably the hardest days.
Mm-hmm.
What's helping you?
School, but not saying, like, the work. The work isn't. I'm not getting any work, which is cool. But the teachers and, like, the staff, they're very supportive. Every time they see me, I get a long hug. They buy me lunch. They make sure I eat breakfast. They gave me a T-pass for the whole year. You know, they're just trying to make sure I'm there on time. They just want to see me smile, and they're doing a good job of it. And also playing basketball. Just playing that sport gets everything off my mind. It's a fun sport. You need momentum to play it. And me and my friends, we always competitive. So that competitive just brings me happiness because that's where I'm from.
What happens next in terms of finding a permanent home for you? Do you know?
I don't know. I know my mom's still getting paid, so maybe she's going to save up. And we have a GoFundMe page.
Have you talked much? I know that there were 11 students from Rinjan Latin who were displaced. Their families were because of the fire. Have you talked to some of the others?
Yes. We usually talk about the house. We also go out. We try to, like, offer each other clothes and whatnot, and, like, they need a shoulder to cry on them there, you know? Because the first day we lost our homes, because it happened on Saturday, and Monday, I was the only kid to go to school, me and my sister. We were the only kids out of all the kids that lost their homes to go to school. And that showed me, like, they need help, a little more support than I do, because it seems like at home I'm getting the right support. And, like, it feels like they feel a little, like, shame in the heart to come because they're homeless. But, like, I'm going to show pride, like, and I want to be, like, their, like, little leader, or, like, to push their way back up to get a home and, like, you know that the school's there for them because the school is very supportive.
That's pretty good. The school's there for them, and you're there for them.
Yeah, I'm there for them too. When some of them didn't come, I showed them the pantry and, like, where to get clothes.
At Ringe?
Yeah. And they give you, like, a little Santa list, and you write down what you need or what you want.
Santa list?
Yeah.
What'd you write?
All my beats and my shoes. Those are my things. Yeah.
Isaiah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Isaiah Robinson is a junior at Cambridge Rinj and Latin. His family is now living in a hotel in Arlington. Isaiah is one of 11 Rinj students who lost their home in Saturday's fire.